This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 30. Servant. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 20. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and, kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The story in our reading today often makes me laugh, mostly because of how uncomfortable it makes me feel. I wonder if James and John put their mom up to this task, or if it was her idea. I've had parents ask for some pretty interesting favors for their kids, but nothing compares to this. And when Jesus asks James and John if they could handle the challenges he would face, they are all for it. But they really have no idea what they're talking about. The other disciples' response is eye-opening too. They were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus doesn't let this moment go to waste. He uses it to teach about being a servant. Though the world prizes money and possessions, leadership and authority, Jesus' way of doing things flips that upside down. The first will be last, and the last first. So we are called to serve rather than to lord it over others. Serving people is key to what it means to be a disciple in Jesus' kingdom. Jesus doesn't hesitate to use himself as the prime example. If anyone ever qualified as having authority, it is Jesus, Son of God, healer of all sorts of illnesses, with power over life and death, authority over demons, and much more. Jesus tells his disciples that he has not come to be served, but to serve. If Jesus came to be a servant, then we, his followers, are called to be servants too. Pray with me. Father, help us to see our place in your kingdom as servants of all. Help us to follow Jesus' example and serve others. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.